Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
That name. Oh, I got to say that again. He's my master, my savior, and Jesus. It's just like a fragrance after a rain. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm talking about the only one. Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth, let them proclaim, because one day that kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh yes, there is something about that name. I declare there is something. There is something. Sometimes I can't even explain it. There is something. I said earlier, it's a name that you can call in the wee hours of the night. There is something. Regardless of what you might be going through in your life, it could be a state of depression. It could be a state of loneliness. There is something. It could be a state of despair. It can be a state of waywardness. There is something. Oh yeah, that'd be, it could be a time when there's sickness in your body. Time when you don't have any money in your pocket. There is something about that name. There is something about. Oh, come on, y'all might as well just agree with me. That's just something about the name of Jesus. That name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to turn with me real quick. very, very familiar verses of scripture. Sometimes misquoted, sometimes misunderstood. One that we love. I know Deacon Robinson loved this scripture. And there are others. Romans 8:28. I want to read verse 28, 29, and verse 30. Because in order to look at this scripture and to do it what I call real justice, we would have to take all three of those verses and work them together. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Can I just try to piece together this thought for us today? The benefits of all things working together. The benefits of all things working together. My wife will tell you, sometimes I think my wife feels that since I have retired, that I am going through what I think she might think a period of depression. Now, why? What would make me say that? Because she finds now that a lot of times I just sit at home and I'm reading and I'm writing. And I told my brother the other day, I said, you know, I think my wife thinks that I am going through a period of depression. And I told him, I said, now, what my wife does not realize is that for the last 51, almost 52 years, I have gotten up at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I have been on a job. And after doing that for some 50 some odd years, it's sort of hard to come down. But trust me, I'm not going back to work. Amen. And he said, "Will I get up in the morning and get out of the bed at 5 o'clock, or get out of the bed at 4:30? I did that. I put my time in. Amen. I don't know if he's looking, but if I'll put a shout out at Sister Merle's funeral service. Chandrika's young husband actually say that he wants to retire. I asked him, I said, "How old are you, son?" I think he told me 30-something. I said, "Son, you way too young to retire. You got a long way. You got a long way to go." Let me go ahead and say what I want to say. Benefits of all things working together. My brothers and my sisters, there are times when some verses of scripture, I'm talking about the word of God, can sometimes to the believer feels that those words just don't make sense. I had one person say, "All right, that's good." But we know that the word of God makes all the sense in the world. Can I give you an example of some of those? I'll do two. Verses of scripture that sometimes just don't seem as though they make sense. It's not the fact that they make sense. They are what we call problematic texts. Amen. I just finished reading a book by Professor Lewis Brogdon that is entitled "The Bible in the Ashes of Social Chaos." And in this book, Brogdon introduces texts, biblical texts, that is problematic for many, many believers. If you go to Matthew chapter 5, and Jesus is expounding on his sermon on the mount. He had just finished in 5:43, if memory serves me correctly, and telling everybody that he was repeating what the law and what the folk said, that you should hate your enemies. Hate those that don't love you. But then if you read what Jesus says in verse 44, put that on the marquee because I think it's important. He says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you." Now, I know we got some super Christians in here. Let me see the hands of all of those super Christians in here today. But I would bet to say that even some of us super Christians find that that text, that we have a problem with that text, because if the truth be told, see, I know Sister Jenkins on my side. See, I know Sister Jenkins on my side. Praise God. If the truth be told, praise God, when somebody ain't too much loving no enemy, you're gonna do ain't too much Loving somebody who is going upside your head ain't too much loving somebody who is talking about you, backbiting and killing you on the inside, brother. It takes a super Christian. So that's a problematic text that we have to learn to deal with. And praise God, we can do it. Another one of those, what I would call a problematic text. Joseph was given a vision. He was given a dream by God himself. Tell him that, man, you're going to rule over some folk. They got some folks that's going to be subjected to you. Family members as well. Praise God. And we find that Joseph, in telling that, praise God, all he was doing is telling what God told him. Praise God. And at the same time that he was telling them that he was going, that there were going to be some folks that were going to be subjected to him, the same time he is telling them that, those same brothers, praise God, they are plotting. I'm talking about plotting how they are going to get rid of him. Fact, they wanted to kill him. If it had not been for the fact that the daddy was doing too bad, praise God, they would have. But they took and sold him into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. And then when the final summation of it, when he is now put in charge, second man in charge of Pharaoh's goods, chief of staff, praise God, he finally tells his brothers, what you meant for bad, God meant for good. You see, when we, and as we look at our text today, especially verse 28, let me just read it again. Praise God, because when I read it and I look at this text, because this is what it says, am I correct? It says, and we know that things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, that was the Bible readers in here that caught the error in what I just read. Because if we take it as at face value, what I just said, and we wouldn't have a problem with it. But praise God, but I left out an all important word. And that was the word all. And I need not ask anybody in here today what all includes. Praise God. Let me tell you, Sister Anderson, all includes you. Sister Basco, all includes you. Reverend Phillips, all includes you. All includes everything that we go through in life. Praise God, he said that. And we know that in all things work together for good. Last week I talked about our relationship to God. I don't know how many people, this ought to be my test right now, our relationship with God. And in that sermon, I talked about what it is that we should dedicate, because that was the fourth therefore that I had talked about. It was the therefore of dedication, which means that there are some things that we as believers have to dedicate to God. I talked about three of them last week. I said that we must dedicate, first of all, our body. I said then we must dedicate our mind. Oh, it came from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And then I said the third thing that we ought to dedicate to him is that we have to dedicate our will. Praise God. And I mentioned that in dedicating our minds to God. Praise God that our minds were renewed. Praise God. Amen. And they were transformed by the Holy Spirit. Your mind, praise God, has to be transformed. And see, God transforms our mind and he makes us spiritually minded. Praise God, by using his word. I'm going somewhere, y'all. So in our text today, we see that how the Lord works in every situation, whether good or bad. We might not fully understand what God is doing in every situation, but regardless of what we are going through, we must know that God is in fact in control. In other words, all things, praise God, God worked, he worked them together for our good. And he does that for those who love him. Everything might not feel good. Or the situation might not look good. But can I tell you that God harmonizes together all of those things together for our ultimate good. Which let me know that there are, in fact, some benefits of having all things working together. Praise God. You want to know the very first benefit? Praise God, turn to your neighbor. No, I better not say, it's all for your good. It's all for our good. Praise God. Can I say that? That's the first benefit. He allows all things to work together. Praise God. And one of the benefits for it, when he allowed it to work together, it is for our good. Don't you know that God knows every situation that's going on in your life? Maybe I need to say that again. Don't you know that God knows every situation that's going on in our life? And as a people of God, we must understand that God has what I call the inside track on the good in every situation. Now, what might not look promising to you, it is the right situation to improve your spiritual condition. Because it is the right situation for you to see the move of God. And sometimes, praise God, you've heard me say that sometimes God has to sometime do something, praise God, to us in order to do something for us. If I act for a show of hands in here just this morning, how many of y'all have ever been through something? I'm talking about truly been through something. I'm not talking about hitting your finger while you were nailing a nail. I'm talking about been through something. And as a result of what you've been through, you are much You are much, much better today. Praise God, because if we're honest about it, we can think back on what appears to be what we call some terrible times in our life. We may have had a car that was repossessed. We may have lost a house. Or we may have lost a job. Praise God, because according to us, the boss didn't like us. How many times when people lose jobs, is the boss just didn't like me? Everybody else still got their job. But you the only one got the pink slip. And that's because the boss didn't like you. Praise God. You see, if it was not that you have lost a car, you want to know something? Maybe you would have never found your way to church. The house may have been too much for you to afford. And guess what? If it had not been for the fact that you were fired, your attitude would have never changed. I'm trying to tell us that he sees the good in everything, and he is going to work it out. Praise God for your good and for my good. Amen. And it's not because you have good credit. Okay, I got to throw this in there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It ain't because you got good credit. It's because you got God credit. How many of y'all got God credit? Your credit score might be 320, but you got a God credit of 860. You see, he looks into all things that we're going through. Praise God. And when he looks at it, he's going to work it all together so that it come out for our good. I know some of y'all wondering why you didn't marry that tall, dark, handsome fella. Nice. Make sure I make this right. That nice lady who has that figure eight. You were looking at it from that point of view. God was looking down the road, and he is able to see the good, praise God, in all things. See, we must understand that although God knows all of our problems, he does not just dabble in our problems. He solves them. Oh, Lord.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-1-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Nation, declare your
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God,